Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode of OTRWesterns.com is brought to you by you. Yes, you. OTRWesterns.com is supported by its listeners, bringing you digitally remastered and restored Old Time Radio Westerns from an era that is now gone. It takes a lot to keep this show coming to you, and we hope you agree that the results are definitely worth the cost. Please support the cause by visiting OTRWesterns.com/donate and signing up for reoccurring support. Together, we can keep the Westerns alive. Now let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air date is March 5th, 1957, and the title is Fresno Fire. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Domino.
The Cisco Kid. The Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Fresno Fire. By the 1870s, the gold fever had worn off, and many of the California towns settled down to the business of being livable communities. The city of Fresno emerged as a progressive place to abide, with shops, sheriff's office, and a bank fronting on the main street. However, the pride of the town was the shiny red fire engine, which had been imported from the east, sailed around Cape Horn, and now was lodged in the firehouse near the bank. It was because of this fire engine that the Cisco Kid and his faithful partner Pancho very nearly met death at the hands of two bank robbers. As our story opens, the tight-lipped, grim-faced desperados rein their horses toward the bank.
There's more folks in this town of Fresno than I expected, Kid.
If you're turning chicken, Lawrence, say so. Pull out right now before we rob that bank.
I ain't scared, Kid, and you know it. I'm just careful.
All right, then we'll do this job just like I said we would. Another few minutes and that bank will be coming down the street to open the bank. I'll point him out to you.
I put a gun at his back. Walk in with him and keep him busy while you round up whatever cash there is. Right?
Heads up. There's the bank.
Hey, Kip, what's that? Bank alarm?
I don't know. I'll call you.
Who's that? Well, that bell cancels our plans for the bank. Look there. The sheriff just come out of his office. He's looking this way.
He ain't looking at us. He's watching the door for that big barn. There's your answer. And there's your bank alarm.
Well, what do you know? A fire engine. And being pulled by three horses, too. Just like the fancy ones they got in San Francisco.
Out of the way with you. Got to the path of the fire, Chief.
Hey, it's a fire, Chief. Let's follow him and see it.
Well, I reckon we might as well. We can't do nothing about the bank. That little hombre driving the fire wagon is the banker.
Hey, what do you make of that, Chief? He brought that fire wagon to a halt down at the end of the street. I don't see no smoke there.
Of course not. There ain't no smoke, cause there ain't no fire. That must have been a practice run.
Yeah, you're gonna be right. Nobody in town seems excited about it. They're headed towards that fire engine like a bunch of slow sheep.
Oh, except that sheriff. He's mad as a hornet. Look at him.
Look, Doug, he's fire chief. He thinks he can run that fire engine up and down these streets when he wants to. Every day for the past week, a practice run, and for nothing.
Howdy, Sheriff.
Howdy, Sheriff.
Howdy, boys. Too busy to stop now. I'm gonna put a stop to Toby Muldoon and his nonsense once and for all. Them two old cooches ain't gonna lock horns.
Warren, the way I've been figuring to rob the bank in this town is wrong.
Why the change, Kip?
We don't need no guns here. All we need is that fire engine and a real fire.
Ah, I'm right with you, stirrup to stirrup. We set a fire. The town turns out to fight it, and while they're busy, we hit the bank.
You're quick on the savvy.
Yeah, only one thing, Kip. What if somebody in town gets curious about what we're doing in the bank?
Then we'll have to satisfy his curiosity with the business end of a six-gun and a bunker in Boot Hill.
Hey,
Francisco.
Si, Pancho.
You mean they really got one in that town of Fresno?
Yeah, that is what I've heard, Pancho.
There's more than anything else Pancho got to see.
Well, you'll see it soon. We're almost in Fresno.
Real fire in your pool by horses.
Si.
Pancho never seen nothing like that in his whole life. Look. A big crowd of people at the edge of the town.
Hey, Pancho! There is the fire engine I'm telling you about.
Wait a minute. Madre mía, look in red. You not tell Pancho such a beautiful red. Look at all the shiny brass.
Calm down, Pancho. No need to get so excited. We will stop and you can have a good look at that fire engine.
But where's the fire? The fire engine out. There's got to be a fire, no?
I've been watching for a fire and I've not seen a trace of one. Maybe the fire chief took the rig out for a run so the horses will get some exercise.
Cisco, those two hombres in the middle of the crowd, they happen to be arguing. Where the funny sombrero that one hombre wearing?
That hombre must be the fire chief.
The fire chief?
The helmet he is wearing protects his head during a fire.
The other hombre wearing the bad, Cisco. He's got to be the sheriff.
Now, I'm telling you, for the last time, folks, you're not
going
to
disturb
the peace by running that fire wagon, whatever you put it.
Hold on, hold on.
Yes, now, just be one more time, I'm telling you, Joshua Gillespie. Because you're sheriff and you weren't elected the fire chief, you're jealous of my position.
See, the sheriff wants to be fire chief and drive the fire wagon also, Pancho.
That's too bad for Pancho. Now, Pancho never get a chance to drive that fire wagon.
Everybody knows you got the position as fire chief on account of being a town banker. You're the only one
who
has money enough to put up for the fire wagon.
Yeah, by the Robert St. Patrick, it's a case of me fish you're asking for. Yeah. The whole town knows I put up the money just so it can be paid back, and it's not a penny of it that I'm charging Ed.
Some of those hombres agree with the sheriff, and some agree with the fire chief. Which one's right?
I do not know, Pancho, but the two factions seem to take this argument very seriously. There could be trouble.
A case to your breast, is it? You're looking for a showdown, Toby Muldoon, and you'll get it. If those hoodlums backing you aim to start something, there ain't enough armory here backing me to take care of.
Look, the pants are likely going to be a fight, and somebody's going to get hurt.
And then we can stop it. Your pardon, senores. Well, let me get through here, please.
Who are you? What are you putting your two cents in for?
Senores, there is a more peaceful way to settle your argument. You are going to end up with a riot here, Senor Sheriff. Most of these hombres are wearing guns. Someone may get killed.
I said the strength of your voice, me boy. Talking to that blockhead of a sheriff is like talking to a stone wall.
Then he like all the other shitty Pancho, no say your fire chief.
Pancho Quito.
Why, you long-nosed jayhawkers, just who are you two?
I just told you Cisco like that.
Cisco?
Cisco.
Cisco Kid.
Cisco Kid. It's a Cisco Kid. Now, you bad chatty and all this, you learn a thing or two about law and order.
Figuring to pull the wool over my eyes, were you, Toby Muldoon, by bringing in that gunslinger? Well, it won't work. Will it, boy?
Now, hear me now, Sheriff Gillespie. If you and your scallywags start anything, there are enough of the boys in the volunteer fire company to take all of you on. You'll have worse than an Irish rebellion on your hands.
Senores, please listen to me.
Yeah, hombre, it's better you listen to Cisco.
A rebellion, is it? Did you hear that, boys? First, get the Cisco Kid and Pancho. Then we'll take care of this rebellion.
Now, I tell you, I don't like it, Kip. It ain't healthy to go through with robbing that bank while a Cisco Kid's here in town.
Well, tell me something, Lauren. Why are you so scared of Cisco for? Him and Pancho are in jail, ain't they?
That jughead sheriff back in Reno had them both in jail when we was in town, and they broke out, didn't they?
Yeah, I did it that. If the cinch of Cisco sees us, you'll know what we're in town for.
That's why we ought to get on our horses and make tracks pronto.
Wait a minute, though.
Huh? Why are you stopping, Kip?
See that coal oil over at the general store?
Yeah? What about it?
We're going over there and buy some of it.
Are you loco? What for?
So as we can go through with our plans for the robbery, you mushhead.
After all our talk, you mean you're still going through with setting the fire so we can rob the bank?
Yeah, that's just what I mean.
You know Cisco ain't going to stay in that caliber forever. You don't expect he'll forget about the robbery and fire.
I reckon that's just what he'll do, because we're going to set fire to the calaboose. While the banker is busy playing fire chief and the sheriff has given him an argument, we'll knock off that bank and beat it out of town. As for Pancho and the Cisco Kid, I don't reckon they'll bother us. They'll be burned alive.
All the time Hey,
Pancho, what are you mumbling about? Why are you pacing back and forth like that?
Because Pancho got a lot of things on Pancho's head.
Well, does it help you think about them when you pace?
No.
Well, then why do it?
Because Pancho and Cisco do it when Cisco got a lot of things about.
Well, stop the pacing. Sit down on the other bunk. Tell me what you are thinking.
Yes. Well, the time we come to a town, we try to do good, and we try to help some others, huh? Isn't it right?
See, we do.
Same old thing happen all the time. It always happens. We get thrown to jail. We get thrown to jail. Why?
You know what happened this time, Pancho. The hombres backing the sheriff outnumbered the hombres backing the fire chief. The result? Here we are.
Yeah, Pancho thinks we choose the wrong side. Next time we take the side, we got the most hombres.
Take hombres.
What makes you look at?
There's someone walking on these windows.
I can't see him.
Neither do I. I'm sure what I heard.
Cisco, Pancho, can you hear me?
Who that was call us?
Open your eyes. Here I am, my boy.
Oh, say it's Toby Muldoon.
Oh, the same with the fire chief.
Yes, now, and who else could it be but Toby Muldoon come to help you, lad? So it is a brave thing you do when you try to help me. And it's sorry I am that you're in the calaboose because of it.
Help us get out of here, Senor Toby?
That's what I'm about to do, Pancho.
Oh.
Listen, your horse is saddled and ready. Really? They're tied alongside of the bank.
But we are still behind the bars, Senor Toby.
Oh, only till I can get the key to the jail from that thick-headed sheriff. And don't worry, I have a plan in mind to get it for me, too. Then I'll be back to break the opening, too.
That's a good hombre. We tried to help him, and now he help us.
When we get out of jail, we must try to find a way to make peace between the sheriff and Senor Toby.
Can't you hear more footsteps outside, Cisco? That Senor Toby back already?
I do not see anyone.
Hmm?
Say, Toby. Say, Toby Muldoon.
Cisco. Cisco.
Huh?
What a funny smell. What a funny smell. Huh?
I'm not sure.
Smell again.
You see, it must be. It's coal oil. Whoever we just heard outside must have spilled some coal oil.
But what?
Mandavir! Cisco, look!
Santos, a fire. So that is the reason for the coal oil.
Cisco, that coal oil made the fire burn fast. It get over hot here. The fire getting closer, Cisco. What do we do? What do we do? We need to burn to death.
And unless immediate help comes to their rescue, Cisco and Pancho will be burned to death. In just a moment, we turn to the Cisco Kid. Back to the Cisco Kid in our gripping story, The Fresno Fire. When banker Toby Muldoon is elected honorary fire chief of the town of Fresno, enmity springs up between him and Sheriff Josh Gillespie. Kip Logan and Lauren Brasher decide to use this enmity to help them rob the bank. However, Cisco's and Pancho's arrival in town disrupts their plans. The sheriff jails Cisco and Pancho after a fight occurs between the followers of the fire chief and the sheriff. To accomplish the robbery, Lauren and Kip pour coal oil around the jail and set fire to it, so that while they rob the bank, the townsfolk will be busy with the fire, and Cisco and Pancho will be burned to death. Now...
Cisco, what do we do? How we get out of here?
Pancho, that coal oil is burning down the wall of the jail. The roof will soon come coming down on our heads.
That falling beam come close.
Pancho, grab one of the blankets in the bunk.
Jesus, go.
Dip it in this pail of water the sheriff has. Underlay.
Pancho, but what for, Cisco?
The only way to get out of here alive is to wrap these wet blankets around us and run through the hole in the wall made by the fire.
The wood wall burned down, Cisco, but there's a solid wall of fire there now.
Sure, a chance. Come on, cover your head and face. Go, Chris.
Come on, Cisco. Pancho, fire you.
Hold on, Pancho. Shoot the fire. Come on. Come on,
Pancho, that's a bleeding blanket.
All right, drop the blanket, Pancho. You do not need it anymore. Get to the horses.
Here, Cisco. Where they are.
Make for the alley alongside the bank.
They took the fire and you put the fire out, Cisco. Pancho, like to see that.
Pancho, we must get to our horses and get out of here. The sheriff will be after us.
Oh, see, Pancho, forget. He had Diablo and Lobo, Cisco.
Any Diablo? At least that banker was telling the truth about the horses.
Pancho, let you understand why he set fire to the jail.
There we are! There we are! Don't let Pancho and Cisco get escape this under that fire! Get
aboard! Andale, Pancho! Mind up on loco!
Pancho, hurry, Pancho! Pancho, come!
Up where you are, Cisco! Stop! What do you want, eh? All right, then, boys, shut him down!
Come on, Pancho! Back him! Ha!
Call the
Well, it's plumb loco, Kip, to stay in this town after robbing the bank.
You're wrong, Laura. The way things turned out, this is the safest place for us.
With Cisco and Pancho on the loose?
Sure. Once Cisco learns about the bank robbery, he'll figure the hombres who set fire to the jail done it and take out after him. Whoever left Cisco and Pancho's horses next to the bank done us a big favor.
Done us a favor? How come?
Well, Cisco and Pancho will be accused of a bank robbery that time. Come, we'll leave the horses here and mingle with that mob over at the jail.
Leave the horses here with all that money from the bank in the saddlebag?
Sure. Why should anybody look in our saddlebags when they think Cisco and Pancho stole the money, huh?
Yeah, looks like the sheriff's organizing a posse to go after them.
Now, if this old kid didn't set fire to this jail by himself, somebody in town did it to help him and Pancho. Yeah. Though I ain't mentioning names, but I did to prove a certain banker's gonna answer to me for it.
That's it! Bobby Banks had robbed. By all the saints of the Green Isle and by the peat bogs of County Galloway, I never would have lived them. This old Pancho robbed me back.
Oh, they did. Well, it served you right. You flail-mouthed fire wagon fanatic for setting fire to my jail.
See? Bobby Baldoon, I never set fire to nothing in my life except in the boiler on the fire wagon. What kind of nonsense are you spitting out?
Just like I said.
Yeah, just like you said.
I'm two bandits, Toby Baldoon, and then I'll tend to you.
Then I'm going with you, Sheriff Joseph Elizabeth. I'm making a reward of $1,000 for the capture of Pancho and the Cisco kids. Give it me the back of their hands when I try to head them.
$1,000 reward? We'll join that posse, won't we, Lawrence?
Sure, we'll, Kip.
And we all know how dangerous Cisco is. We won't take chances with him dead or alive. We'll just make sure he's dead.
Santos, look behind us, Pancho. Over on top of that summit.
Madre mía, the sheriff and a big posse after us. It's better be hurry up.
No, Chico. Follow me in among these rocks. Huh?
Slow down, Loco. Slow down. It'll hurt better if we had our guns. They probably burned up in that fire. Yeah, they're
saying
you're
Toby
over the front of
the
party with the sheriff.
See, and it looks as if they are still arguing.
You think they still argue now about who's going to be the fire chief?
Well, you're right, Toby Maldon. The Cisco kid's about to rob the bank. Seeing as how you set fire to the jail now.
Hey, you're the sheriff. I'll be telling you one more time.
The sheriff and Senor Toby talk about it. Robbed him, right? They we set fire to the jail? Huh. We're meeting local.
Pancho, this hombre is riding at the rear of the posse. I think I begin to understand.
Cisco, that's Kip Logan and Lauren Brashes. The two mavericks were trying to rob the bank back in Reno when that sheriff there put us in the jail.
I am sure they are the ones who tried to burn us to death.
But they're dropping back, Cisco. They're leaving the posse. We'll be able to capture them now.
Momento, amigo. It is a safe bet they are the ones who robbed the bank also. If we wait and follow them, they may lead us to where they hid the money.
Yes, we prove they're the ones that steal the money. We'll be able to prove they set the fire, too.
That is what I have in mind. And if I am right, their days of freedom will soon be over.
We should have stayed at that posse, Kip.
And this is chance, Lauren. A thing like this happens once in a lifetime.
Going back to Fresno to hold up every store in town, I don't know.
Second head, every hombre who can ride a Bronco 12 or 6 gun is out with that posse, either on the sheriff's side or on the side of that fire chief. Slow down now, we're getting into town.
Hold on. Well, maybe you're right. Ain't hardly nobody on the streets.
I suppose. This place will take us to state coach people right here. There's bound to be plenty of money in there.
Pull
your handkerchief over your face.
Yeah, right.
And holster your gun. If any of these old codgers give you an argument, kill them.
Hey, Kip, look. It's Cisco and Pancho.
Run him down, Lauren.
Right in the back, your name is Pancho Mummick. You will not get the chance to use those guns again.
It's impossible to take care of their own brasses, Cisco.
Up on your feet, Kip. Where's the money you left in the bank?
Cisco, take care of the fire chief and the posse come back to the town again.
Cisco, get your hands up.
Keep your hands. Don't be trying to scare me of that kind of stuff. Now, what have you done with my money?
You got back to town just in time, sir.
We tried to keep Cisco and Pancho from escaping.
You're like a snake, Kip, Logan.
Kip, tell the truth, Sheriff. They was going to take our horses. They put the money they stole into our saddlebags. Look for yourself.
I'll find out soon enough.
Hold on now, Sheriff. I'm taking to them saddlebags. It's the old money.
I have no doubt you'll find the money there, Logan. But I think I can prove who it was that put it there.
What do you think you're doing, Cisco?
Cisco! Why'd you put that rolling mallet to the ground?
Let go of
his boot!
Let go of me!
Now I will let go of you, Coyote. Here is his boot, Sheriff Gillespie. You can still smell the coal oil this bank robber must have spilled on it when he set fire to the jail.
Yeah, it's coal oil, all right. Same as was used over at the fire. By thunder, maybe you and Pancho ain't guilty of that robbery after all.
And here's all the money that was stolen. Cisco, you should be taken after me with the shillelagh for taking you as a road agent.
Where's that other bank robber? Where's Kip Logan?
He here just a minute ago.
Hey, hombre, I saw sneaking into the stagecoach station. That must have been him.
He will not get far. Santos, smoke is coming from the back of the stage depot. Can only mean one thing. Fire.
There, there's a shipment of glass and powder back there. When that fire reaches it, this whole town will be blown off the map. Come on, boys. Get the fire wagon. Hurry, hurry, hurry. I brought this fire wagon over here, Sheriff Gillespie, and I'm the one to handle the horse and put out the fire.
Well, since there's a prisoner of the law and blasting powder involved, I'll take charge, Toby Muldoon.
You hombres are out of your heads to stand arguing. Pancho, turn on that water so I can put out the fire.
Yes. How are you doing, you Cisco?
Bueno, Chico. That steam engine pumps a powerful stream of water.
Here, Cisco, the fire almost out. Hey, get that battery, keep moving. He's running out of dilly.
Why don't you go across your bonnet, you blubber nose, Sheriff, instead of trying to run my business with the fire?
I'm making it my business. As for the bank robber, you can see some of my boys already grab hold of him. And as for the fire, Cisco's already put it out for you, you dumb leather-headed old banker.
Oh, that does it. No more insults from me and me bully boy's head. Now you've raised the trumpet of Toby Muldoon, and you're about to feed the full length of the Irish Temple.
I'm going to give you the beating of your life, Toby Muldoon, and then I'm going to throw you into the calaboose.
Hey, Cisco, Pancho, you think there's going to be a big riot here in a minute? Somebody be killed, sure.
The only way to stop it is to cool them all down by turning this horse on them.
Hey, stop it! Stop it, I say, in the name of the law!
You're so right, Cisco. They don't want to fight no more.
All right, Pancho, they've had enough. Turn off the water. I'm sorry I had to get you all wet to the eyes, but you will dry out and be alive. At the rate you were going, some of you would have been dead.
Yeah, I reckon you're right, Cisco.
Definitely not. It's a quick method you have to cool an Irish temper.
And for the future, the only way to solve this argument between the banker and the sheriff is to have two fire chiefs and both of you work together. And if the other hombres in town cooperate, this town will be safe from fires and from bank robbers. Well, how about it? Do you want law and order?
Sure, now that we know, Cisco.
That's what we want, Cisco. Law and order.
Cisco!
Hey, Pancho.
Pancho, glad those two bandidos get what's coming to them.
They will spend a long time in jail, Pancho.
Now the town got a new jail just because Cisco not take the money over for the capture of the bank robbers.
Oh, it's much better that they use Senor Toby's money to build a new jail.
Yeah, much better.
Anyway, I noticed you got a chance to drive the fire wagon after all.
Senor Toby and his sheriff let Pancho make believe to be the fire chief.
Oh, bueno. But how did that happen, Pancho?
Well, Pancho make a bond with them that whoever tells the best story about a robbery and be the next one to drive the fire wagon.
Oh, then you told the best story? What story did you tell them?
Good, Pancho, tell them the story about the big robbery out by the clothesline.
The big robbery by the clothesline?
Clothesline?
What kind of a robbery was that?
Two clothespins hold up the shirt.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, Cisco!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook, OTRWesterns.com/Facebook, and send the show an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. This episode is copyright under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike copyright. For more information, go to OTRWesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and again, thanks for listening.